我想请弟兄姊妹翻开旧约的历代志上。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to the Old Testament, First Chronicles.
历代志上第四章。
First Chronicles, Chapter 4.
我们来读第九节跟第十节。
We'll read verses 9 and 10.
第九节，亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。
Verse 9, and Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain.
第十节，亚比斯求告以色列的神说，圣愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。神就应允他所求的。
Verse 10, now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that thy hand might be with me.And that thou would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested.
我们知道祷告对基督徒的生活来说是一件非常重要的事。
We know that for a Christian, prayers is very important.
祷告好像是我们的生命。
Prayer is like life.
祷告可以说非常的简单，就像呼吸一样的自然。
Prayer could be very simple. It's just like breathing.
祷告也可能是相当的困难，因为我们不知道我们的祷告到底有没有得到答应。
And prayer could be also very difficult because we don't know if our prayers have been answered.
在圣经里面提到许多的祷告。
In the Bible, many prayers were recorded.
但是有一个祷告呢，非常的有名，叫做亚比斯的祷告。
But there was a prayer that was very famous, which is the prayer of Jabez.
亚比斯的祷告，他在这里说，他说圣愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。
This is the prayer of Jesus. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me.
他这样祷告，神就答应他。
And God granted him what he requested.
在这里给我们看见祷告是有秘诀的。
And here we see that there is a secret to prayer.
祷告不一定需要苦苦的哀求。
You don't have to keep on pleading.
在这里给我们看见他祷告他就得答应。
Here we saw that he prayed and it was answered.
他在这里祷告好像还没有说完，神就告诉他，神答应了。
Very interestingly here, it seems like he did not finish his prayer, and yet God had already answered.
而且这个祷告非常的奇妙，它是放在家谱的当中。
And this prayer was very amazing because it was recorded among their genealogies.
我们晓得，当我们在读家谱的时候，我们常常会觉得非常的枯燥跟乏味。
And oftentimes when we read the genealogy, we find that it's boring and dry.
但是每一次我们发觉圣经上有一些话，我们觉得非常枯燥乏味的时候，常常说出我们并不知道它里面的意思。
But oftentimes when we find that the word of God is dry and boring, then we realize that we really don't know what the word is saying.
第四章前面一大段是讲到犹大的家谱。
So in chapter 4, the beginning part of chapter 4 is about the genealogy of Judah.
这个家谱呢，因着这个祷告就变成非常的生动。
And this genealogy became very lively because of this prayer.
这个人一祷告，神就答应他。
This person prayed and God immediately answered him.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的祷告神都答应的话，这多好。
If God answered each and every single one of our prayers, how wonderful that is.
那这个人为什么他的祷告能答应？
Why did God answer his prayer?
我们知道在圣经上很多时候我们的祷告得答应是因为我们祷告的方法对了。
And we know that many times when our prayers are answered, it's because it is rightly prayed.
有的时候我们一句话讲对了，你知道主怎么说？主说按着你所说的给你成就。
And if we only prayed one phrase, and yet that phrase is right, then God will answer according to our request.
有的时候我们祷告如果有信心的话，主就说按着你的信给你成就。
And sometimes when we prayed with faith, then God will say, according to your faith, it will be granted to you.
但在这里你没有看见这一个人好像有信心，或是他的祷告有什么特别。
And here we did not see the faith of this person or that his prayer was very special.
他祷告，但是神就答应他。
And yet when he prayed, God answered him.
那为什么他的祷告会得答应？
Why did God answer his prayer?
这边讲到有一句话非常重要，因为他比他的众弟兄更尊贵。
Here there was phrase that's very important in verse 9. It says that he was more honorable than his brothers.
换句话说，这个人的祷告被蒙答应，不是因为他的方法，而是因为他这个人。
And here the prayer was answered not because of the way he prayed, but because of this person who prayed.
我们知道祷告的方法非常的重要。
We know that the method to pray, the way that we pray, is very important.
但是祷告的人更重要。
But that person is even more important.
就好像我们常常要寻求怎么读圣经的方法。
Just like oftentimes we search to find ways to study the Bible.
你知道，如果我们方法用对了，我们常常是事半但是功倍。
And you would realize that oftentimes if you have the right method, then you might have done just half the work, but you would have succeeded.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果方法对的话，你读圣经的确是有它的帮助。
So, if you have the right method when studying the scripture, definitely is helpful to us.
但如果你的方法对了，人不对的话，圣经仍然是一卷封闭的书。
However, if your method is right, and yet the person is not right, the Bible is still a closed book to you.
所以在当我们在这里看亚比斯祷告的时候呢，我们发觉原来他的秘诀，他祷告得答应的秘诀跟这个人发生了极大的关系。
So we saw from the prayer of Jabez that his prayer was answered. The secret is that it's related to this person.
我们知道我们的神是乐意来施恩的神。
We know that our God is a God who is willing to bless us.
实际说来，我们不需要苦苦的哀求。
We really do not have to plead.
因为我们的神他乐意施恩。
Because God is so willing to give us grace.
所以在一个正常的情形下，
so,
我们随时可以从神这里得到极大的恩典。
So we should be able to receive grace from Him anytime.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果在正常的情形下，我们需要注意的事情乃是不要让这个祝福的管道被堵塞住了。
So in the right condition, we would be able to not block the way of blessing.
我们知道有很多的可能把我们这个祝福的管道给堵塞住。
We know that there are many things that can block this way of this path to blessing.
圣经上说，罪使我们与神的恩典是隔绝的。
The Bible tells clearly that sin separates us from the grace of God.
所以罪呢，常常堵塞住我们蒙祝福的管道。
So sin often blocks the path to blessing.
我们知道有的时候我们是妄求，为的是要满足我们自己的私欲，所以这个祝福的权也会被堵塞。
And sometimes when we pray not according to God's will, but according to our own desire. And so therefore also that path to blessing is blocked.
那更多的时候呢，是因为我们这个人有问题。
And oftentimes the problem is on us.
因为我们没有一个向着神那个顺服的心。
Because we do not have the submissive spirit before God.
因为神乐意施恩给谦卑的人，但神阻挡骄傲的人。
Because God is willing to give grace to the humble, and yet He opposes the pride.
所以在这里给我们看见，这个人他祷告蒙答应，因为他站对了位置，他这个人是对的。
So here we see that this person received God's blessing because this person is right.
他比众弟兄更尊贵。
He is more honorable than his brothers.
在神的眼中，他是一个尊贵的人。
In God's eyes, he is honorable.
所有这些弟兄都是神的子民。
All these brothers were all God's people.
但这个人特别突出来。
And yet this person stood out.
这边没有说他做了些什么事情。
It did not record any things that he did.
但他在神的眼中，神看他是尊贵。
However, in God's eyes, he was honorable.
那到底这个人怎么尊贵法？
Why was he honorable?
我们可以从犹大的家谱，我们来找到答案。
We can find an answer from the genealogy of Judah.
讲到犹大的家谱，很奇妙的就是，如果你读历代之上的时候，他从第二章就开始讲他的家谱了。
If you pay attention to the genealogy actually began with 1 Chronicles chapter 2.
那这个家谱的重点呢，是从犹大一直追溯到大卫跟所罗门。
And the key to this genealogy is that it starts from Judah and it goes on to David and Solomon.
所以历代之上你读家谱的时候，第二章第三章就是讲到这一条线，从犹大一直讲到大卫跟所罗门。
So if you read carefully from chapter 2 and 3, you'll see that the genealogy is starting from Judah all the way to Solomon and David.
但是照理讲，讲到第三章，犹大的家谱就讲完了。
So, it, by reason, the genealogy should really end in chapter 3.
但到了第四章，他又再一次提到犹大的家谱。
However, in chapter 4, it repeated the genealogy of Judah.
这时候他讲到犹大的家谱的时候呢，他的线并没有通到大卫这条线。
And when this is being repeated, it did not record all the way to David and Solomon.
反而呢，他 引到了另外一条线里面，给我们看到许许多多的人。
And yet it led us to see many other people.
所以我们要从这一章很特别的一章来看为什么亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵。
So we need to read this chapter carefully to see why Judas was more honorable than his brothers.
什么样的人在神的眼中，他比众弟兄更尊贵
？What kind of people is more honorable in the sight of those people?
当你读下去，你就发觉你会看见好几个人，在这家谱中就好像特别显明。
If you keep on reading, you realize that there are few people that really stood out.
在十五节，他特别提到耶弗利的儿子是加勒。
In verse 15, we read from there that the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh.
加勒，我们都非常的熟悉。
We are all very familiar with Caleb.
加勒是一个比众弟兄更尊贵的人。
Caleb is also a man who is more honorable than his brothers.
所以你要知道亚比斯怎么比众弟兄更尊贵，你可以从加勒身上看得见。
So if you want to see why Jabez was more honorable, you can see that from the life of Caleb.
我们知道当以色列人出埃及的时候，有600,000能够出去打仗的人，结果呢，只有两个人可以进到迦南地。
We know that when the Israelites left Egypt, there were 600,000 men who can fight in battle, and yet only 2 men was able to enter into Canaan.
其他的人都死在旷野。
Everybody else died in the wilderness.
而这两个人呢，有一个就是加勒。
One of those two people is Caleb.
所以他比众弟兄更尊贵。
And therefore he is more honorable than his brothers.
那为什么他能够进入迦南
？Why was he able to enter into Canaan?
圣经上说他另有一个心智，另有一个灵，专心的跟随耶和华。
Because he has a different spirit.That his heart desired to follow solely the Lord.
加勒这个名字本身就是全心向着神的，就全心专心的意思。
The name Caleb has a meaning that is following God wholeheartedly.
所以你记得在历代之下16:9那边特别提到耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要选大人。帮助向他心存诚实的人。
And so in 2 Chronicles,
16:9
chapter 16, verse 9, we see that for the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
我们在这里看见加勒比众弟兄更尊贵，有一个原因，乃是他的全心向着神。
We see that Caleb was more honorable than his brothers because he has a whole heart devotion to the Lord.
所以当他们十二个探子被打发进入迦南地去窥探的时候
，So when the spies were sent to the land of Canaan to spy on the people，
结果呢，这些探子回来都说这个地方的确是流奶与蜜之地。
When the spies returned, every single one of them said that it is indeed a land full of honey, and milk.
他们一挂葡萄要两个人来抬。
They would have to have two people carrying the vines with grapes.
所以一方面他们非常的高兴，因为神应许给他们的地方真的是这么的丰富。
So on one hand, they were very joyous because according to God's promise,That this land was indeed abundant.
但另外呢，他们看见在这个地方有伟人会吞吃他们。
However, they also saw that there were giants in this land that would swallow them up.
在这些伟人的面前呢，他们看自己像蚱蜢一样。
And so when they are before these giants, they feel like they were just grasshoppers.
所以十二个探子有十个人呢，向百姓就报告这个凶恶的信息。
So out of the 12, 10 of them reported this scary news to the people.
就整个以色列人心都消化，他们想要回埃及去。
So all the Israelites were discouraged and they want to return to Egypt.
只有加勒跟约书亚，他们愿意上去征战。
Only Caleb and Joshua was willing to go and fight this battle.
他们说这些敌人在他们面前算不了什么，如果神喜悦我们，我们一定能打败他们。
And they said that these enemies are nothing to God. If God is pleased with us, we will for sure defeat them.
所以到最后只有他跟约书亚两个人进入了迦南。
So in the end, only Caleb and Joshua was able to enter into Canaan.
那时候加勒才40岁。
And at that time, Caleb was 40 years old.
45年以后，他85岁的时候呢，他仍然去征战，把那个地方给征打下来。
And when he 45 years later, when he was 85, he still went and fight the battle and claimed the land.
他说我40岁的时候，我的力量如何？我现在85岁，我力量还是如何
？He said that when I was 40, my strength was as when I was 85.
那些当时他们看见是伟人的，他85岁还能够把他们这些人消灭。
So back in those days, when they saw worthy giants, when he was 85, he was still able to defeat them.
他的能力从哪里来的？
Where did his strength come from?
一方面，当然他是依靠神。
On one hand, of course, he depended on the Lord.
一方面，这些仇敌都是他的食物。
On the other hand, all these enemies were his food.
所以每一次神在我们周围兴起环境，有仇敌来的时候，当我们把这些仇敌、这些环境胜过他的时候呢，他们就变成我的食物。
So every time when God rises up circumstances around us.If we overcome and see
这些就变成我们的食物了、
Beyond the circumstances, then all these become food to us.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里给我们看见有一个人比众弟兄更尊贵。
So we see a man here who is more honorable than his brothers.
神看这个人是尊贵的。
God see him as honorable.
因为他全心向着神。完全的跟随他。
Because he looked upon the Lord wholeheartedly, he followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
所以从这里我们看见亚比斯比众弟兄更尊贵，有一个原因，就是他全心向着神。
So here we saw Jabez was more honorable than his brothers because his heart is completely toward the Lord.
专心跟随神。
He devoted to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
但这一段家谱很奇妙，他有其他的人。
And in this genealogy, there were also other people being recorded.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
基拉斯的儿子是俄陀涅。
The sons of Kenneth were Othniel.
我们知道俄陀涅是以色列人第一位士师。
We know that Othniel was the first judge of the Israelites.
在士师时代的时候，我们知道以色列人没有王，个人任意而行。
In the time of Judges, we know that there was no king, and man lived according to his own desires.
根据四世纪第三章告诉我们，当时神把他们交给米索波大米的王，被这个王呢辖制了八年。
And we saw from chapter 3 of Judges that God gave them to the people of Mesopotamia, and they were under their captives.
我们知道米索波大米就是指的两河流域，就是巴比伦所在的地方。
And Mesopotamia speaks of the land where the rivers were, and it was of Babylon.
因为我们记得在《使徒行传》的时候，斯提凡他在那里向那些人讲论的时候，他特别提到亚伯拉罕还没有进入哈兰之前呢，神在米索波大米向他显现。
And we saw from the recording of Stephen in the book of Acts that before Abraham entered into Canaan, God spoke to him in Haran, and it was at the Mesopotamia.
那这个巴比伦所代表的乃是一个偶像的世界。
Babylon represents the world of idols.
所以当以色列百姓开始拜偶像的时候呢，他们在这个王面前他们站立不住。
So when the Israelites were worshiping idols, they were not able to stand firm before the enemy.
那这个王他有个名字很特别的，叫做古山利撒田。
This king has a special name. The name was Cushan Rishathaim.
古山利撒田他在原文的意思，他是指黑色的大罪人。
What does it mean? It means a big sinner that's black.
换句话说呢，他是从黑暗的势力，而且是罪恶的势力来的。
What does it mean? It means that he comes forth from the power of darkness and sin.
所以一个拜偶像的民族，他在偶像的世界，在这个黑暗的世界，在这个罪恶世界面前呢，他站立不住的。
So if you're worshiping idols, if you are before living in the kingdom of darkness and sin, you will not be able to stand before the enemy.
但是神兴起了一个人，就是这里的俄托内。
And yet God raised up a man, and that man is Othniel.
结果神的灵降在他的身上，他就制服了这个王，使以色列得到太平四十年。
So the Spirit of God came upon Othniel, and that he was able to defeat this king, and they had peace for 40 years.
当众人失败的时候呢，这一个人能够被神所用。
When all were defeated, God was able to use this man.
这个人比众弟兄更尊贵。
So this man was more honorable than his brothers.
那他为什么比众弟兄更尊贵？
Why was he more honorable?
因为在四世纪第一章就给我们写出了他的背景。
Because in Judges chapter 1, we saw his background.
当时就是加勒，我们前面所提到的加勒呢，他要去攻打一个城。他说，谁能够先上去攻打，我就把女儿嫁给他。
Because at that time, Caleb was about to go and attack a city. And so Caleb said that, whoever that wins this battle, I will give him my daughter.
结果他的兄弟的儿子就是俄陀聂，他上去攻打。
And so therefore, the son of his brother, Othniel, went and attacked the city.
他就把他女儿，而且得胜，所以他就把女儿嫁给他。
And he captured the city, and so therefore, Caleb gave him his daughter for a wife.
那他这个加勒这个女儿非常好。
And Caleb's daughter is very good.
他告诉他的先生，就是俄陀聂说，你要跟我的父亲要一块田。
So she told her husband, Othniel, that he should go to her father and ask for a land.
然后当这个女儿就加亚撒这个女儿呢，她回到她父家的时候，她下了，结果她父亲看见她就说：“你要什么，我可以给你。”
And so when the father saw his daughter Asha, he asked her what she wants. Whatever she asked of him, he will give it to her.
结果呢，这个女儿讲了一句话很有意思。
And she said something very interesting.
他说：“既把我放在蓝地，你就要给我水泉。”
Since you have given me the land of the Negev, give me also springs of water.
我们知道蓝地是非常干燥的地方。
We know that the land of Negev is very dry.
你有这块地，你最需要的是水泉。
This is a dry land, so the most important thing that we need is water.
就他父亲呢，就把上泉、下泉都给了他。
So therefore, the father gave her the upper spring and the lower spring.
我们知道在圣经里面特别讲到水泉的时候呢，特别是跟圣灵发生关系。
And when the Bible mentioned about springs of water, it's related to the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，他所得着的不仅仅是下泉，还有上泉。
So in another word, what she received is not only the lower spring, but the upper spring also.
下泉说出了它里面那个圣灵的充满。
The lower spring speaks of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
上泉呢，说出圣灵的浇灌。
The upper spring speaks of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里有一个人比众弟兄更尊贵。
So here we saw a man that is more honorable than his brothers.
他是常常被圣灵充满的人。
This is a man who is constantly filled with the Holy Spirit.
他常常被圣灵浇灌的人。
He is often filled with the Holy Spirit.
当他的众弟兄都失败的时候，
When all his brothers have fallen,
神可以用他。
God can use him.
因为圣灵在他身上有他的地位。
Because the Holy Spirit has a place in his heart.
但是弟兄们很奇妙，这一段犹大的家谱。又给我们看见其他的例子。
And very interestingly, brothers and sisters, from this genealogy, we also see other stories.
然后我们看见第十八节。
Let's take a look at verse 18.
这特别讲到一个人叫米列，他娶了法老的女儿比提亚为妻。
And we saw from here that there was a man, called Mary, and he married a daughter of Pharaoh.
弟兄姊妹，一个人。可以娶法老的女儿，你看她尊不尊贵
？If you see that a man married the daughter of Pharaoh, do you think this man is honorable before God?
你知道所罗门曾经娶法老的女儿。
And we know that Solomon had also married the daughter of Pharaoh.
因为所罗门尊贵。
Because Solomon was honorable.
但这里有一个人呢，他是默默无闻的人，但他娶了法老为妻。的女儿为妻。
And yet there is this person, there's nobody, and yet he married the daughter of Pharaoh.
但是娶法老的女儿为妻要有一件事要很小心。
But if you marry the daughter of Pharaoh, you have to be very careful.
因为当所罗门娶了法老的女儿为妻，他也娶了其他的外邦女子，到了晚年，他就开始拜偶像。
And when you marry the daughter of Pharaoh, slowly.He also married other wives, the pagans, and then slowly at the end, we can see from Solomon's life that he started to worship idols.
因为埃及所预表的来自这个世界。
Because Egypt represents the world.
你知道，今天教会好像船在水中行走。
So today, the church is like a ship that is cruising in the water.
这个水就好像是这个世界所预表的。
So the water represents this world.
教会在世界中没有问题。
It's okay for the church to be in the world.
但世界进入教会就船就沉了。
And yet, if the world entered into the church would fall, would sink.
所以所罗门娶了法老的女儿，结果呢，他开始拜偶像来了。
So Solomon married the daughter of Pharaoh, ended up he was worshiping idols.
但这里有一个人叫米列，他娶了法老的女儿。
Here we see somebody named Mary, and he married the daughter of Pharaoh.
他没有这个问题。
He did not have that problem.
为什么呢？因为这个法老的女儿，她的名字叫比提亚。
Because this daughter of Pharaoh, she has the name of Bithia.
比提亚，它的原文的意思就是主耶和华的敬拜者。
The meaning of Bithia means the worshipper of God Jehovah.
换句话说，你看，她原来是法老的女儿，是拜偶像的。
So in another word, originally she was the daughter of Pharaoh, a worshipper of idols.
但是现在呢，她敬拜的那是宇宙的真神。
And yet now she worships the true God of heaven.
所以在这里你看见有一个人叫米列，他比他的众弟兄更尊贵。
So we saw this man Mary. He was more honorable than his brothers.
然后我们还要来看。
And we also wanted to take a look at this.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
然后你看见有一些人，他们是在摩押地掌权的。
We see some man here who ruled in Moab.
我们知道以前 路德，路德记得路德，他就是住在摩押地的。
We know Ruth, she lived in the land of Moab.
在圣经里面，路摩押常常代表我们的肉体。
In the Bible, Moab oftentimes speaks of our flesh.
代表我们那个罪，代表罪恶的世界。
It speaks of the sin of this world.
今天当众弟兄他们都伏在肉体的下面的时候。
Today, when all the brothers fall is defeated by flesh.
你看见有几个人在摩押地掌权
？And yet we saw a few men here who rule in Moab.
换句话说，他胜过他的肉体。
In another word, they overcome their flesh.
一个胜过肉体的人，在神的眼中，他比众弟兄更尊贵。
One who has overcome their flesh, they're more honorable than their brothers.
然后我们看二十三节，第四章二十三节。
Verse 23.
他有一些人呢，他们是窑匠。
We see here there were some who were potters.
他们住在两个地方的居民。
And they were inhabitants of two lands.
这两个地方呢，它的原文的意思啊，一个是他们是跟整理花园有关系，好像园丁一样。
One of this place, the name means garden.
另外一个地方呢，跟竹篱笆啊那个围墙有关系。
And the other name actually talks about it means fencing around a field.
但这些人呢，他们是与王，就是与大卫王同处，而且是为王做工。
And these people lived with King David, and they worked for him.
你知道大卫有很多的勇士。
We saw many soldiers, warriors for David.
他为大卫征战。
They fought for David.
但你看一下，这些有一些人呢，他们好像没有什么特别的名声。
And yet we saw some people here, they might not be very famous.
但他们有个特点，他们跟王住在一起。
But there's a characteristic. They lived with the king.
他们为王做一些非常琐碎的事情。
And they do some very simple work.
就好像做园丁，就好像在整理他的竹篱笆围墙一样。
These might be people who are just gardening or amidst the fence.
但这些人，他们有一个特点，他们不在乎他们的工作贵或是贱。
But these people had a characteristic that they don't care whether their work is honorable or not.
他们只要是为王在做工，与王同住，他们就满意。
They are satisfied by the fact that they can live with the king and do his work.
这里看见有一些人他是为王而活的。
We see here there are some people who live for the king.
为主而活的。
They live for the Lord.
他们不在乎人家怎么看他们，他们没有很好像很高尚的工作，他们做的事情是很琐碎的，但是他们的心乃是为着神而活。
They don't care how people look upon them. They don't care what their work is, whether it be some very simple, not very special work. But what they care about is that they are living for the Lord.
这些人比众弟兄更尊贵。
And these people are more honorable than their brothers.
所以你现在看见亚比斯，他比众弟兄更尊贵。所以当他祷告的时候，神就答应他。
So we see from here, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.And therefore, when he prayed, God answered him.
在这里给我们看见一个尊贵的人，是他全心向着主的人。
So here we see an honorable man before God is one who follows him wholeheartedly.
一个尊贵的人是他服在圣灵的管制底下，按着圣灵的行动而行的人。
An honorable man is one who is submissive to the Holy Spirit and live under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
一个尊贵的人。是胜过世界的人。
An honorable man is one who has overcome the world.
一个尊贵的人是胜过肉体的人。
An honorable man is one who overcomes the flesh.
一个尊贵的人是全心为着主而活，住在主里面的人。
An honorable man is one who lives wholeheartedly for the Lord and abides in Him.
这样的人，主看他比众弟兄更尊贵。
And for men like this, they're more honorable before the Lord than their brothers.
这样的人，当他祷告的时候，神就答应。
And when they pray, God answered their prayer.
但这里很奇妙，这个弟兄比众弟兄亚比斯比众弟兄更尊贵，跟他母亲发生关系。
And here, Very amazingly, this person, Jabez, was more honorable than his brother and is related to his mother.
因为他母亲生他的时候甚是痛苦。
Because when his mother gave birth to him, she went through a lot of pain.
换句话说，有人付上了代价。
In another word, somebody has paid a price.
儿子的生命跟母亲常是连在一起的。
A child's life is connected to the mother's life.
因着他母亲的痛苦，就产生了这个尊贵的弟兄，儿子。
Because of the pain that the mother went through, she brought forth this honorable son.
我们知道，在我们读旧约的时候，我们看见很多这样的母亲产下了那个尊贵的儿子。
And we saw in the Old Testament, there were many mothers who gave birth to honorable sons.
我们知道哈拿就是其中的一位。
And Hannah was one of them.
她没有儿子的时候，她在那里痛苦祷告。
Before she was able to bear a son, she cried fervently before the Lord and prayed for a child.
后来生下一个非常尊贵的儿子，就是撒母耳。
And so she gave birth to an honorable son, and that is Samuel.
所以撒母耳记上呢有一个很伟大的祷告，是哈拿的祷告。
And we saw in 1 Samuel there was this very famous prayer that is the prayer of Hannah.
你发觉这位母亲非常认识神。
And we see that this mother truly knows God.
在第二章第六节第七节那里特别讲到，他说耶和华使人死，也使人活，使人下阴间，也使人往上升。他使人贫穷，也使人富足，使人尊贵，也使人卑贱。
And we fall from there, chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. It says that the Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and rich. He brings low and he also exalts.
他知道这是都是出于神的。
She knows everything is from the Lord.
所以撒母耳在当时成了一个转换整个世代的一个重要的人物。
So we saw that Samuel was the turning point of the entire generation.
他把一个堕落的祭司制度转变成了一个君王的制度。
He turned the fallen rule of the judges into the rule of the kings.
他带进了大卫。
He brought in King David.
我们知道另外有一个人。圣经特别提到了，就是约瑟的母亲。
And we saw another person, and that is the mother of Joseph.
我们知道，当约瑟的母亲要生他的弟弟便雅悯的时候，记载在创世纪35章。
And we saw in Genesis chapter 35 when Joseph's mother was about to give birth to his brother Benjamin.
那时候他在生产的时候，痛苦的要死掉了，他那时候几乎要死，结果生下来以后呢，他就死了。
And so when Rachel began to give birth, she suffered severe labor. And after the son was born, she died.
那她给这个儿子取名叫便俄尼。
So she named him Ben-Oni.
便俄尼的意思就是忧伤之子 ，son of sorrow.
Ben-Oni means son of sorrow.
但是他的父亲雅各呢，给他改了另外一个名字，叫右手之子。
And yet his father gave him a different name, Benjamin, which means the son of the right hand.
换句话说，是个尊贵之子。
It's an honorable son.
所以你看见从一个忧患之子变成了一个尊贵之子。
From son of sorrow to the son of honor.
而且我们知道约瑟比众弟兄更尊贵。
And we also saw that Joseph was also more honorable than his brothers.
如果你读创世纪49章，当雅各在给他众儿子在那里祝福的时候。
And whenIf you read Genesis chapter 49, when Jacob was blessing all his sons,
他特别提到约瑟的时候用一个很特别的字。
And when he mentioned about Joseph, he used a very special word.
他讲到他是与众弟兄迥然不同、迥别的人。
He said that he was one distinguished among his brothers.
而且很奇妙，这个字呢在圣经上另外一处也提到过。
And there was another place that mentioned also the same phrase.
那在《生命记》33章。
That was in Deuteronomy chapter 33.
当摩西为12个支派在那祝福的时候。
When Moses blessed the 12 tribes.
他对约瑟也讲了同样一句话。
He also said the same phrase to Joseph.
这个人就是约瑟，被预言的时候他说比众弟兄与众弟兄永别的人比众弟兄更尊贵。
And so in the prophecy, Joseph was the one that distinguished among the brothers.
那这一个字的字根在希伯来文呢，跟拿细尔人是同一个字根。
And the root of this word in Hebrew actually has the same meaning of the word Nazarite.
所以在神的眼中看约瑟比众弟兄更尊贵，看撒摩尔比众弟兄更尊贵，有个原因。
So in God's eyes, God saw Joseph and Samuel as more honorable than his brothers. There is a reason.
跟拿细尔人发生关系。
It's related to Nazarite.
我们的拿细尔人是一个不喝酒的人。
We know that the Nazarites are people who do not drink wine.
换句话说，他不从这个世界得到满足。
This person is not seeking for satisfaction of this world.
他的满足单单是从神来的。
His satisfaction is completely from the Lord.
他的头发是留长的。
His hair is unshaved.
这是一个羞辱的标志。
It's a symbol of shame.
换句话说呢，他愿意走卑微的道路，走十字架的道路。
In other words, it means that this person is willing to walk the lonely path. He's willing to bear the cross.
然后他不摸死尸。
Do not allow to touch the dead bodies.
换句话说，从来不碰肉体，因为肉体贴肉体的就是死。
In other words, it means that this person does not indulge in his flesh because when we touch the dead body, we are touching death.
所以在这里你看见，原来如果当我们在旧约的时候讲到尊贵的时候，比众弟兄更尊贵的时候呢，跟这一个拿细尔人这个态度、这个精神发生极大的关系。
So we saw that for one to be honorable in God's eyes.It's related to the spirit of the Nazarite.
这个人呢是这种人呢，这拿细尔人呢，他们是跟众弟兄有分别的。
Nazarites are people who are different from their brothers.
他没有像众弟兄那样的生活，他们是单单的分别出来为神而活。
They do not live like their brothers. They live completely for the Lord.
所以换句话说，这些人的身上有十字架的印记。
So there is the seal of the cross in their life.
你记得保罗曾经对加拉太的信徒怎么讲
？What did Paul say to the church of the Galatians?
我为你们再受生产之苦，使基督成形在你们里面。
I am suffering this birth pain so that Christ might be formed in you.
所以你看见在这里，保罗在这里受苦。
We see that Paul was suffering.
就盼望加拉太的信徒呢，他们能够有基督成形在他们里面。
So that the believers in Galatia would have Christ formed in them.
所以在这里，亚比斯的母亲在这里受苦。
So we see that Jabez's mother was suffering here.
使得亚比斯有一个心智，愿意让十字架在他身上工作。
So that Jabez would have this desire.That the cross would have a way in his life.
用新约的话来讲，让基督能够成形在他的里面。
If we use the word of the New Testament, it means that Christ would be formed in him.
你记得在诗篇九十一篇，那里特别提到一句我们很熟悉的话。
Psalm 91 mentioned a verse that we are very familiar with.
他能讲到说，是住在至高之处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
And those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
然后你就看见，接下来就看见这个人呢，因为他住在至高者隐秘处，所以他经历到了很多的艰难，但他蒙了保守。
So we see later on that because this person dwells in the shelter of the Most High.He went through a lot of difficulties, and yet the Lord protected him.
但是很奇妙，就后面神好像在这里为他做见证。
And in the end, it seems like God is testifying for him.
他说：“因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。”
Because he has Wholeheartedly loves me, therefore I will deliver him.
换句话说，在这里有一个人，他是住在至高者的隐秘处。
So in other words, there's somebody who is abiding in the shadow of the Almighty.
但神怎么神说呢？神说他专心爱我。
So what does God say? God says that this person wholeheartedly loves me.
为什么是这样
？Why?
因为一个住在至高的隐秘处的人，是一个住在爱里面的人。
Because one who abides in the shadow of the Almighty is also one who abides in God's love.
因为这样的一个生活是一个爱的生活。
Because this kind of a life is a life of love.
所以神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
Because this person wholeheartedly loves me, I will deliver him.
那接着他说，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
Because he knows my name, I will set him securely on high.
他怎么知道主的名？
How does he know God's name?
主的名代表主的自己。
God's name represents God himself.
主的名代表主的所事。
God's name represents who God is.
你从哪里得到这样的直接的启示？
How can you get this kind of direct revelation?
住在至高者的隐秘处。
When you abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
然后接着他说，他若求告我，我就应允他。
And then it follows to say that he will call upon me, and I will answer him.
所以你看见没有，在这样有一个人，当他一求告的时候呢，神就应允他。
So we see a man here, when he calls upon the Lord answers him.
这个人是住在至高者隐秘处的人。
This is somebody who dwells abides in the shadow of the Almighty.
这个人是住在神的爱里面的人。
This person abides in God's love.
这个人是认识神名的人。
This is a person who knows God's name.
然后他说，他在极难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
And here it says that I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him.
所以这个人的尊贵，乃是因为神使他尊贵。
And this person is honorable because God honors him.
因着他这样子的住在主里面，所以呢。神要尊使他尊贵。
Because he dwells in the Word in this way, that God made him honorable.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们回到主的话，在约翰福音十五章的时候，给我们讲了一些宝贵的话。
So as we go back to the Word of the Lord, we see from John chapter 15, God gave us some very precious words.
他说：“你们如果住在我的里面，我的话是要住在你们的里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。”
And he says that, chapter 15, verse 7 says, If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
所以给我们看见，如果这个人对，他无论求什么，神都应允他。
So we see here, if the person is right, then whatever he asks of the Lord, God will answer him.
因为他是一个住在主里面的人。
Because this is somebody who abides in the Lord.
当他住在主里面呢，主的话就在他的里面。
When he abides in the Lord, his words abide in that person.
现在他有一个意愿。
And he has this desire.
当他有这个意愿的时候，神就给他成就。
And when he has this desire, God answers it.
啊，他这个意愿不是为了自己。
And this wish is not for himself.
他这个意愿呢是为了神。
This wish is for God.
因为神的话在他里面。
Because God's word is in him.
然后很奇妙的就是说，接下来在第十节，约翰福音十五章十节，你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里。
And amazingly, in verse 10, it says, "If you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love."
所以你看，有一个人他是住在主里面的人，那主的话就在他里面。
And so we see here, if somebody listens about the Lord, God's word abides in him.
当他有了神的话，就是有了神的命令呢。他遵守了神的命令，他就住在主的爱里面。
And when he has the word of God, he keeps God's word, keeps his commandment. Then this person abides in God's love.
然后到了十六节，他就讲到后面一段，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
And so in verse 16, it says that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
所以你看见这个人。是住在主里面的人，是住在爱的里面的人，是知道主名的人。
This is a person who abides in the Lord, This is a person who abides in his love, and this person obeys him and knows his name.
现在这个人对了，所以他的祷告神听了。
So when this person is right, God answers his prayer.
那我们现在回到了亚比斯的祷告。
So now let's go back to the prayer of Gehazi.
那亚比斯他讲到这祷告，他特别说他是求告以色列的神。
And here we see that Jabez called on the God of Israel.
他是一个犹太人，所以他祷告是向着以色列的神祷告。
He was a Jew, therefore he prayed to the God of Israel.
我们知道神跟以色列 有立约的。
We know that God has a covenant with the Israelites.
如果你遵守这个约的话呢，神要赐福给你。
If you keep this covenant, God will bless you.
这个人亚比斯，他懂得神的约。
Jabez knows the covenant of God.
所以神的祝福一定要临到他。
Therefore, God's blessing has to be upon him.
所以他的祷告神一定要答应。
And therefore, his prayer, God has to answer.
如果你违反了这个约呢，你的祷告神不会听的。
And yet, if you go against God's covenant, then God would not answer you.
我们感谢主，他给我们立了新约。
We thank the Lord that God has made with us a new covenant.
新约是一个单边的条约。
And this covenant is.One-sided.
意思就是说呢，他不是靠我们做什么，神来听我们的祷告。
Because it's not based on what we do that He would come and answer us.
乃是神实在是乐意来施恩给我们。
But that God is so willing to give us grace.
所以现在我们也可以向这位神祷告。
So that today we can also pray to this God.
我们可以说圣愿你赐福于我。
That we can also pray that You would bless me.
你知道神就答应。
And God will answer.
为什么呢？因为在以弗所书告诉我们，在基督耶稣里，神已经把天上各样属灵的福气都已经赐给我们了。
Because in Ephesians we are told that God has given us all the heavenly blessings.
弟兄姐，今天我们是在基督里面。
Today we are in Christ.
我们得在基督耶稣里乃是本乎神。
And today we can be in Christ because of God.
但问题是我们常常跑出来。
The problem is that oftentimes we come out of that.
就着地位来讲，我们都是一直在基督里面。
When we talk about position, we are in Christ.
但就着经历来说，我们常常出来了。
But in terms of experience, we oftentimes come out of that.
所以什么时候我们在经历中也住在基督里面，当你这样祈求说圣愿你赐福于我的时候，神就答应说在基督耶稣里我已经赐给你天上各样属灵的福气。
So whenever in experience when we are living in Christ, then indeed we have all the heavenly, all the spiritual blessings.
然后接着我们也可以有同样祷告，你求你扩张我的境界。
And we can also pray this prayer that you would enlarge my border.
因为在旧约的时候呢，他们要去征服那些敌人。当他征服的时候呢，他的地界就扩充了。
In the Old Testament, they have to go and attack the enemies, and when they do that, their territory would be enlarged.
但今天呢，十字架要在我们身上做工。
Today the cross is working on.
当我们被倒空的越多的时候
，the more we are empty.
我们里面那个基督的度量就越来越扩充。
The more our capacity of Christ can be enlarged.
所以诗篇曾经告诉我们说，他说在困苦中，我就使你们宽广。
So in the Psalms we're told that in our difficulties, the Lord will enlarge us.
所以有的时候神允许一些好像痛苦的事情临到我们身上。
So sometimes God allow us to go through suffering.
就好像亚比斯的母亲生他的时候甚是痛苦。
Just like Jabez's mother, she went through a lot of pain giving birth to her son.
但就在困苦中，借着十字架，我们在受苦，但是同时呢，我们就被扩充。
But through the cross, through the suffering, we are enlarged.
你知道在列王记上第四章
First Kings chapter 4
那里讲到神赐给所罗门智慧跟聪明。
We saw from there that God gave Solomon wisdom.
但接着
wisdom.
但接着呢他还讲了一句话。
And yet there was a phrase that followed that.
并赐给他广大的心 如同海沙不可测量。
God also granted him the largeness of heart, like the sand that is on the seashore.
所以一个真正从天上来的智慧跟聪明，常常跟一个广大的心是联合在一起的。
Godly heavenly wisdom is always linked to the largeness of heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们愿意让神在我们身上做工的时候，让十字架在我们身上做倒空的工作、洁净的工作的时候，我们祷告说：“愿你扩充我们的度量。”神就把那个基督的度量在我们里面就扩大了。
So whenever we are willing to let the Lord work in us, to let the cross come and empty us, then, and we pray to have the Lord to enlarge our capacity, then we can have that territory being enlarged.
然后我们也可以祷告下一个，他说，常与我同在。
And we can also pray that the Lord might be with us.
在原文这个地方有，他是特别讲到，他说愿你的手与我同在。
In the original language, it says, "May your hand be with me."
我们也可以这样祷告说，主啊，愿你的手与我们同在。
We can also pray this prayer, "Lord, may your hand be with me."
神就答应。
God answers.
因为神的手说出了他的保护。
God's hand speaks of protection.
神的手说出了他的供应。
God's hand speaks of his providence.
神的手说出了他的管教。
God's hand speaks of his discipline.
神的手也说出了他的引导。
God's hand also speaks of his guidance.
我们感谢主，我们是儿子，不是狮子，所以他要管教我们。
And we thank the Lord because we are sons. We are not illegitimate sons, so therefore God will chase us.
我们知道圣灵在我们里面一直在做引导的工作。
And we know that the Holy Spirit constantly leads us.
他是我们的父，他供应我们。
He is our Father. He provides us.
所以，当我们说愿你的手与我们同在的时候呢，神就应允。
So when we say, "May your hand be with us," He answers us.
然后他最后说：“保佑我，不遭患难，不受艰苦。
”And he prays that God will keep him from harm, that it may not pain him.
换句话说，神从来没有愿意我们受不该受的苦。
So in another word, God never wants us to go through suffering that is unnecessary.
圣经上说，他不甘心使我们受苦。
He is not willing for us to suffer.
什么时候我们被十字架炼净，被十字架做工在我们身上的时候，我们可以有这样的祷告。
Anytime when we are going through the way of the cross, when the cross is purifying us, emptying us, we can pray this prayer.
我们不受仇敌的干扰。
That we will not be bothered by the enemy.
让我们不受试探。
That we will not be tempted.
不受恶者的搅扰。
That we will not be bothered by the enemy.
然后神就应允我们。
And God answers that.
所以弟兄姊妹，在今天我们所交通的这一段家谱的里面。
So today as we read this genealogy.
在一段我们觉得非常枯燥乏味的一段经文里面。
Among this dry and boring genealogy,
因着一个祷告，这整段话就变成了有了生命。
Because of this prayer, there is life in this genealogy.
要从这里给我们看见神的心意，怎么样能够使一个人比众弟兄更尊贵。
So we see from here how God's heart desires for one to be more honorable than his brothers.
当有一个这样的一个弟兄出现的时候呢，他的祷告神就垂听。
So when a brother like this appears, God answers his prayer.
因为我们的神不仅听祷告。
Because our God not only answers prayer.
他也答应我们的祷告。
He also answers our request.
他的膀臂没有缩短，他的耳朵没有下沉。
His hand, his arms is not shortened. His ear is not dead.
问题不在于他。
The problem is not on him.
问题在我们。
The problem is on us.
我们是不是比众弟兄更尊贵？
Are we more honorable than our brothers?
我们愿不愿意一生为着他而活？
Are we willing to live our whole life for him?
我们愿不愿意活出像那个拿细耳人的那种生活？
Are we willing to live the life of the Nazarite?
如果是这样子的话，神又说
，If we are willing, God will say,
他比众弟兄更尊贵。
You are more honorable than all your brothers.
他说祈求，我就应允他。
And when you pray, God will answer.
我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.